going to start tonight's show. Robbie Williams, Go Gentle on Mix 93.8 FM. You're with Chris and Suzanne Stiles. It's the Success Show, and it's 7 p.m. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. We're going to be talking to a gentleman that not only is going to teach us some things about LinkedIn, but actually practice. Well, he now preaches what he practiced instead of the other way around. And we're very, very, very much looking forward to that. Me especially, because LinkedIn is something that I'm often quite confused about. Now, we've got our podcast of last week's Startup Nations interview with Zanelli from the IDC up on the successshow.podbean.com. And please, if you've got any questions about finding out a little bit more about LinkedIn, please SMS us on 41348. SMS is charged at 1 rand 50, or you can send us a tweet on at mix938fm.
Absolutely. In fact, anything to do with LinkedIn, I would suggest that your ears prick up and that you basically shift a lot closer to the radio and begin to listen, because we have in studio with us tonight an international expert on this topic. And how many times don't you look at these social media platforms and sit there and scratch your head? Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, etc., etc., and think to yourself, how on earth do I make money using these social platforms? How do I turn this wizardry, if you will, into something that is of benefit to my bottom line? It is actually something that I have grappled with for a very, very long time, and challenged people, as I have done month after month. I still am yet to find a way that really makes money. And that is why I am personally so excited to have Dr. Nick Ebel in studio with us tonight, because as I mentioned, this man really knows what to do around LinkedIn. And just to be able to introduce him properly, he is one of the world's leading experts on the subject of social selling and how to use LinkedIn to grow your business. Now, notice that, grow your business. So if you are a small business owner, an entrepreneur, and you have a LinkedIn profile, then this is the show that you have to be listening to, because he's going to really begin to help you understand how to use this platform. Now, Dr. Nick is currently working with a number of international clients, from SMEs to multinational like IBM, F&B, Altec, and he has helped his clients attract new clients online and grow their revenue and reputation through something he has created called the Social Selling Success System. Oh, what a fascinating name. Before we dig into all of this, and I really am excited for tonight's show, because it's so nice to have someone who actually knows how to land the idea. Dr. Nick, firstly, welcome into studio. Delighted to have you in, and you're also a Midrand resident, which is just fabulous.
In fact, thank you very much, Chris. I've been a Midrand resident for 18 years.
Wow. Well, there you go, and how fantastic to have you in Mix FM, in Midrand, in your hometown, and to have you be able to share some of your expert knowledge tonight with listeners around how to create more business success. So once again, thank you for giving us your time.
Most welcome, and at the end of this show, I will share with you why Midrand is a promised land.
I love that.
That's something absolutely fabulous for all our listeners, because it is so true. It's a wonderful place to conduct business and to come to.
Now, Nick, to kick straight into play, and before we dig into LinkedIn, when I went onto your LinkedIn profile, goodness gracious me, I saw you proudly sporting regalia from Adidas. I saw that you were massively involved with the World Cup. I saw a lot of fascinating articles whereby you were actually speaking, not only articles, videos about how Germany branded themselves for the World Cup. And on the back of that, you came through as being quite a branding expert on using different platforms. Tell us a little bit first about Dr. Nick, about your journey, about how it is that you landed up being so closely associated with the World Cup, and how all of this has taken you to what you now do with LinkedIn, please.
Well, basically, my work centers on motivational intelligence, and I came to this country 20 years ago to the University of KZN. And actually, by trade, I'm a historian. I did my PhD on the brand image of the Roman Emperor Nero, and then spent many years analyzing and researching the true legacy of King Shaka, which has everything to do with brand leadership and innovation. and then went into corporate business and helped many organizations to really apply innovation and brand leadership. And when I saw what happened with the World Cup in Germany in 2006, how 31 days transformed the brand image of the country and the people fundamentally, I had a sense that South Africa could achieve very much the same. And I became involved with the World Cup in 2010. I did a lot of work in the media, online media, social media, and print media on CNBC. And then we did the Brand Ambassador Program for 2010. And remember, the vision for 2010 was not so much winning the World Cup, but hosting the best World Cup ever. That was a promise issued by President Beke. And I'm very glad to say that South Africa received the highest rating ever by World Cup visitors, which was 92% versus 88% in Germany. And Brazil is still ranking in the low 80s to date. 2010 is still the best World Cup ever.
Goodness gracious me. Now, when you reflect on what you learned through that process, what were some of the key things? Because there must be massively powerful learnings that you can now draw upon in terms of branding, in terms of how you portray yourself. As you said, South Africa achieved the highest rating ever. Germany transformed itself in 31 days into a massively inviting country. Yep, and a very, very warm and hospitable country and people, something that people might not have necessarily thought would be the case. What did all of that teach you, and how did you then begin to build this into business?
Well, most fundamentally, the biggest takeaway from the World Cup 2010 and 26 is that the visitor experience, and obviously that's very much the same with a customer experience, all centered around the way they were received by the host nation and the host people. And the one element that really made a big difference in 2010 was the cultural intelligence program that basically educated everybody in hospitality how to interact with visitors from 31 countries. For example, how to greet a German in their own language, the do's and don'ts, why not to mention the war, and how to talk about their team, their coach, and make visitors feel at home. And if you can do that, if you can master cultural intelligence, your business and your brand will do well anywhere in the world.
Now, I think that's quite interesting, because I think that's something we could actually learn to do at home, not just actually operating your business all over the world. And I can quite understand. I mean, I had the absolute pleasure and privilege of visiting both Frankfurt and Munich during the 2006 World Cup, primarily to actually see what did they do in the advertising world, because that was my world at the time. And one of the things that I loved about staying in South Africa, a lot of my colleagues in the ad industry used it as an opportunity to go to Europe and enjoy some summer there with fewer people, was the fact that having so many different cultures in the country at the same time was a real feast for us in terms of being able to showcase who we are. And I think that's such an important thing for small business. Now, the thing that I found so interesting that you just mentioned very briefly to Chris just before we went on air was the fact that after the World Cup, your business was gone.
That's right.
Because you'd focused on the World Cup as being a project for you. And the fact that you had to literally reinvent yourself, and that you used LinkedIn to do that. So after that, where did you start?
Well, I've been a LinkedIn member since 2007, and I always had a sense that LinkedIn could also serve as a marketing platform, because remember, it started off 11 years ago as a recruiting tool for recruiters to find talent online. And over the 11 years, it has morphed into a marketing channel. Now, when FIFA was gone, when the sponsors were gone, and when 2010 was gone, we had to reinvent our business. And I took exclusively to LinkedIn, spent a lot of time and money immersing myself, and probably spending more time on LinkedIn than the people that work at LinkedIn, and discovered all the ways and strategies to use LinkedIn as a marketing channel to build your business and build your brand.
Now, Dr. Nick, on that, and I'm going to mention this a few times during the show tonight, because I really feel that for a business owner, this is a must-attend workshop. You are going to tonight scratch the surface with us around LinkedIn, but I know there is so much more. Is it next week that you have a workshop lined up?
I'm actually traveling. I'll be outside of the country, and we have scheduled the first workshop for 2015 on the 30th of January.
Oh, I see. Sorry, actually, 29th of January. So
we
just moved it out.
That's right.
Wonderful.
Okay, so the 29th of January is your first LinkedIn workshop.
That's the intermediate workshop for people that are newcomers, beginners on LinkedIn. And then the advanced, if you have already some experience on LinkedIn, the advanced workshop is on the 5th of February.
Now, for people who want to act right now and for people who will want to act at the end of the show once they've realized how much you have to teach them, where do they go? How do they convert this desire into getting into your workshop?
Well, they go to the Social Selling Success System, SSS.com, socialsellingsuccesssystem.com. They find a roadmap with the 20 steps to mastering LinkedIn. They find a write-up about, in fact, the introduction to the Meerkat method, which is all about how to hunt for new clients online, the first chapter of my book. And they find a lot of information on how to use LinkedIn effectively.
Fantastic. Brilliant. We'll mention that again at the end of the show. Thank you. And I wanted to get that out there so that people can already go to your website. Now, Dr. Nick, LinkedIn. What exactly is LinkedIn? Today, you'll hear people talking. They'll say, have you got a LinkedIn profile? And then you'll say, yes, I have. And then you kind of look at each other and it's like, oh, okay, so we've got a LinkedIn profile. But so what? And I think this is where most people and most small business owners are with this platform. What makes LinkedIn so powerful?
Well, LinkedIn has become the world's biggest professional network. Basically, all business people all over the world are on LinkedIn, especially decision makers, especially executives, especially corporate companies. And what you find is that the average income of the average LinkedIn member is $109,000 a year, so it's 1.3 million rand a year. So that's the kind of caliber of individuals you find on LinkedIn. And other than or different to Facebook and Twitter, everybody is on LinkedIn with just one purpose in mind, and that is not to post cat pictures or to socialize or to stalk, but to do business, to talk business. And that's why LinkedIn is so powerful.
I'm sorry, I can't hold my laughter not to post cat pictures. I love that. So what you're basically saying is that LinkedIn is a completely business-focused platform. Now, when you go onto LinkedIn and you begin to build your profile, I know the first part of it is summary. And then after that, you've got all the various bits and pieces of experience. Why is it so important for someone to have a LinkedIn profile? And what is the difference between a good LinkedIn profile and a rubbish LinkedIn profile?
Well, very simply, the first thing that comes up when people Google your name is your LinkedIn profile, once it's complete. And when do people Google your name? Before they go into a meeting, before you apply, or when you apply for a job. In fact, even before you go on a date, people will Google your name. That's how important it is. And your Googleability is really at stake when your LinkedIn profile is the first thing that people see online. The reason why your profile is so important is that that's your online persona. And in terms of personal branding, LinkedIn does, your profile does all the 12 key steps that make or break your personal brand. So what people see about you on LinkedIn will determine whether they want to engage with you, whether they want to talk business with you, whether they want to attend a meeting, and possibly even do business with you long before they speak to you.
That's quite incredible, and it's something that I read a blog a few weeks ago around the fact that internationally that's what people are using to get references on you. And in fact, if you don't have a good profile, they won't even consider you in terms of job interviews and things like that. And it's quite interesting because the first thing I did was, as Dr. Nick said, that was Google myself, and I see myself right up there with my LinkedIn profile. And I think one of the essential things is keeping your profile current. and not just, you know, saying, oh, well, I've shoved in a picture and I've got my latest job, so therefore I have a LinkedIn profile, but they've not built it up and used the tools that, you know, with a little, even with a bit of stumbling around in the dark, you can get a couple of videos up there or a testimonial or something that you've done. I mean, it's just that it takes effort. You have actually got to take some time and invest in yourself. But why is it becoming so important to have that platform to market yourself?
Well, what is the single most important success factor in life and in business? It's very simple. It's your relationships with other people. On this planet, you have to work together with other people to achieve anything, which means networking, and your network is the single most important success factor. And LinkedIn enables you to build your network online, to interact with your network, to provide value, and you can only do that once you have a powerful value proposition on your profile, which is the exact opposite to a CV.
Now, that was fascinating. I really, really liked that, and I'm so glad that you were so emphatic about the importance of a network. I mean, there, you often hear it said, your network is your net worth. And the question that jumped to mind, because we have quite a diverse array of listeners, from very, very established business people through to people whose businesses are maybe a little bit shaky, through to young startup entrepreneurs who are really just, you know, grinding it out to make ends meet. Let's take a 19, 20-year-old young South African who's now listening to this interview with you, and they're thinking to themselves, goodness me, I don't have a LinkedIn profile. And according to this man, I need to go and do something about it. Then the next thing that jumps into their mind is worry and doubt. But I'm not this and I'm not that and I'm not blah, blah, blah. And all the negatives come into play. How does a young person who doesn't have tertiary education, they don't have loads of qualifications, how do they go about building a LinkedIn profile for themselves which serves them in a beneficial way at that stage of their lives?
Thanks for asking, Chris. And LinkedIn, your LinkedIn profile, is again the exact opposite to a CV, because a CV is purely about your past. It's what you've done before, what you have achieved before, which many times is not even relevant to what the value is you can provide in future. And recruiters are now not looking at CVs anymore. They're looking at what is called the social vitae. They're looking at your network. How strong is your network online? How extensive and how qualified? How much of quality is your online network? Now, very importantly, what you need to do, and it doesn't really matter what your background is, what your credentials are, all you have to do is to figure out your value proposition. What is the value you are offering to whom? To who is your target market? It's very important when you transact online and in the real world that you are very clear about who do you help to achieve what through which kind of methodology or product and service. And that's exactly what your headline does on LinkedIn. And once you clearly spell out your value proposition, you're now in a position to do what is called content marketing on LinkedIn, which means you can now research, gather some insights, and share these relevant insights with your network on LinkedIn and build up a reputation as a thought leader.
That's incredible. Now, I haven't looked at it like that, and because of being an entrepreneur, you're trying to make sure that you cover all your bases, you're on these different platforms, and this is what really fascinated me about tonight's conversation, because LinkedIn is not the platform that kind of sticks its hand up all the time saying, pick us, pick us, pick us, pick us. It's the Facebooks, it's the Twitter, because it's the place where people, I suppose, think it's a more casual, chitty-chatty way to get to know people. And LinkedIn is the serious side of it. And, you know, I've never realized until now. In fact, I got an email the other day, because we've really worked hard on getting up the content on our profiles right, and got an email from LinkedIn saying, please will I stop posting on Pulse. Now, that was the first time that I've ever had any sort of real communication from their side, but obviously my profile is now attractive enough that they're saying, use us, talk to us now. But anybody can do that. It doesn't have to be by invitation. You can get out there, find great information, and share it. So they're actually making it a platform open to all.
Absolutely. And the single most important principle, success principle in this new economy, and it is a new economy, and that's why it's so great an opportunity for entrepreneurs. The first principle is actually a very human principle that's been with us for many, many years, decades, thousands of years, which is reciprocation. If you can provide value first, you will create that goodwill, and people will want to reciprocate with you. Now, there's this famous experiment where one professor in Arizona started sending out Christmas cards to unknown people. And we have this case study from the Harrisons. They received a family in Austin. They received a Christmas card unsolicited, and it was very hard. Nobody knew the Harrisons where this card came from. It was very hard for them to resist to reciprocate. The next year, they got the same card from the Harrisons, and they just had to reciprocate. And over 10 years, this relationship between the two families became so strong that they started exchanging their sons and daughters. They became friends, and they became business partners. So think about how can you elicit this principle of reciprocity.
Wow, that is very, very, very powerful. I am certainly learning an enormous amount tonight, and that is why I am delighted that we have Dr. Nicholas Ebel live in studio with us, a social media expert, an absolute expert on LinkedIn. And as you spoke earlier, and it struck me, where you said LinkedIn is not your CV, LinkedIn is your social vitae, not your curriculum vitae. And how amazing that was. And you also spoke about the fact that LinkedIn immediately lets or allows people to understand what you do. Now, on that, I immediately remembered going onto your LinkedIn profile today, which I did in order to check it out, which was absolutely the right thing to do, given that it's the topic. And when you click on Dr. Nick's LinkedIn profile, up comes a picture of him, and behind it is a banner which says, I help executives develop a digital sales funnel that doubles lead generation through the social selling success system. Bang. And there it is. So the moment you pull up his picture, behind the picture is exactly what he does. And could it be any more clear? Who does he work with? Executives. What does he help them develop? A digital sales funnel. What is the outcome of this? You double your lead generation. And how do you do it? Through the social success system. Social selling success system. Brilliant. And now that I've actually seen that on your profile and you've actually explained it live on air, I now understand exactly why it is there. Now, I wouldn't necessarily have joined those dots had you not shared that online or shared that on air with us right now. And I think this is the whole thing, is as you are listening to tonight's show, think about your LinkedIn profile. Go and have a look at it. Go and review it. Even one better, go and click on the profile of Dr. Nicholas Ebel and actually go and look at how his profile is constructed and look at it and study it and learn from it, because he obviously knows what is best practice, and then begin to see how you can just copy exactly what he's done to make your profile look a lot sharp. Suze?
Well, I think it's just such an eye-opener for me, because I think I've just probably spent the last year doing it all the wrong way around in terms of trying to get the message out for our business and what it is that we do. Now, one question I'd like to ask you is, because I have a look and you've got a lot of people that you're connected with, what is the difference or what is the relevance of being or not being a LinkedIn open networker? Because I do see some people that end up with hundreds
Great
of
question.
Thousands of them.
Great question. And there's two schools of thought on LinkedIn. Should you be a lion or a cat? Now, lion is the LinkedIn acronym for LinkedIn Open Networker. Basically, somebody that is prepared to connect with anybody on LinkedIn who is credible. And I explained just now how you can weed out the credible people from the non-credible. A cat if you have got cats, how does a cat network? Obviously, a cat only networks with the people they know, like, and trust. So the simple answer to this debate is a number 250. Because there's something that wedding planners and funeral planners know about this magic number. If they don't have a guest list, we all know on average 250 people in our lives. Now you connect, and that's the magic of LinkedIn. It's called the 3 degrees of success. You connect with one person on LinkedIn. You have access to their network, which is 250 people, second degree, and their network's network, third degree, 250 by 250. All of a sudden, you've expanded your network by 62,500 people. And obviously, there might be people within the 62,000 that are of benefit to you and your business.
Wow. Okay, that's quite incredible. We're talking to Dr. Nick Ervil about LinkedIn and the importance of having a great LinkedIn profile and understanding the reality around how your network is your net worth.
In Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focus EOU. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I've achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run on to you. Oh, to you, ooh, ooh, I divido. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. They don't understand. They fear they'll lose so much if you take my hand. But for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. My hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo, you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
George Etterer with Budapest on Mix 93.8 FM with Chris and Suzanne Stiles. You're listening to The Success Show, and we have Dr. Nick Ervil in studio with us talking about LinkedIn and the value of having a good LinkedIn profile. Now, I'm holding in my hands The Meerkat Method, How to Hunt for New Clients Online, which is one of Dr. Nick's books, and it's all... Well, not all about, but he has a lot of information here about his social selling success method, which I'm going to be downloading later. I've already checked it out on the internet here. I'm talking about multitasking tonight, trying to get as much information as possible. But I love the back. Would you like to double the number of qualified leads in the next 100 days and double your business in the next 12 months? Social selling has changed the game of business to business lead generation, and LinkedIn has become the secret marketing weapon in the new economy.
Well, as you're reading that, we've just had an SMS come in, and during the break I was actually chatting with Dr. Nick here and just saying to him, the reason social media is so quiet is because people are listening. And an SMS has just come in saying, hi Chris and Suzanne, you always host such interesting and informative shows. Thank you so much for that. And tonight's info about LinkedIn and Dr. Nick's input is just so exciting. Well, we're absolutely delighted, and that's why we wanted him live in studio, because the thing is, he really knows what he's doing. And you get a lot of people who just talk the talk. They speak a great game, but it's like someone who's talking about boxing and they've never ever stepped into the ring and ever taken a shot, let alone a bunch of shots, and actually they're a charlatan. Now the thing about Dr. Nick is he's the real deal, and I know this because over the past 18 months, I've seen many of his posts. I've never actually got to meet him personally until tonight, but he knows what he's doing, and especially on LinkedIn. And this is why it is a thrill to have him live in studio, and also why we actively are promoting the workshops, both the workshop which is coming up next week, which is an advanced one. So
not next week. Sorry, it's been moved out.
Oh, has it been moved out? My sincere apologies. I mean, I'm just so keen to get into his workshop. I was hoping it was going to be next week. But go and have a look at what he has got lined up, because you really do need to be in these workshops. The thing is, you are going to learn practical stuff. And I like him. From the moment he walked into the show tonight, I can see he's a real meat and potatoes kind of guy. He's not into this away with the fairy stuff. It's right. How does this work? How does it make you money? How does it get you clients? Bang. And that's the type of workshop you need to be in, not the stuff which is just all theory and you walk out of there and you still don't know what to do. Now, Dr. Nick, on that note, and I've been waiting for this because now I really want to apply the pressure to you, but in a really good way. How does one make money from LinkedIn?
Okay.
Let's go.
Very simply. First of all, obviously, what you have to do, you have to turn your profile into a value proposition. Secondly, you have to grow your network on LinkedIn, meaning you have to at least to connect it to at least 500 people on LinkedIn, and that is the badge of honor number, and that number LinkedIn cuts off the display to 500 plus. And then you need to build your digital sales funnel. Now, let's make it very simple and use the example of a plumber in Midrand who obviously wants to grow his business in 2015, and he's now looking at LinkedIn and seeing or trying to understand how you can LinkedIn to grow your business next year. Now, the short answer to that is I call it education-based marketing. And that is, how do you get leads into your funnel? You could obviously do the traditional method of cold calling. You could hand out leaflets at the robots. You could advertise in the Midrand Reporter. And we all know that these methods, the traditional methods, are becoming less and less effective. On the other side, you could do what I call education-based marketing. And you could write an article about the three massive mistakes homeowners make that keep their pipes leaking. Now, that would be interesting, and if you have a big enough network and you promote this article on LinkedIn, people will read it, people will understand that you know what you're talking about, and you will build up a relationship. That means once they have a problem, you will be top of mind. If you're in a corporate business or you're in a B2B business, you're looking for companies to do business with, very simply, what LinkedIn does, if you use it correctly, it gets you to a point where people will have a meeting with you. And then obviously, once you have the meeting face to face, it's up to you to land the sale. So in a nutshell, this is how LinkedIn helps you to grow your business.
Wow.
Well, I think that's quite incredible, really, because now...
What is so great about tonight, and I actually have great delight saying this, is when you are sitting in the presence of someone who understands their game, they make it easy. And that's why I'm so thrilled that you accepted our invite to come into studio tonight, because as we're firing questions at you, your answers make sense. And they're short, they're concise, they're to the point. And that means you actually know what you're doing because you've been there and you've done that. So now let's take it to another level. You have someone who currently has a LinkedIn profile. In fact, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to really wear my emotions on my sleeve here. I'm going to tell you about my LinkedIn journey. Okay. I started my LinkedIn account, or actually Suzanne did because she's the IT whiz, and I stalked people. I was in LinkedIn jail more than you can believe. I found interesting people. I asked them to connect. They were my friend. Are you with me? I had LinkedIn write to me a couple of times saying, why are you inviting all these people to be your friend? But they looked like cool people. They looked interesting people. They were either MDs. I wanted to connect with them. Some of them accepted. Some of them said, who are you? So for about a year, I jumped in and out of what I call LinkedIn jail, and I think you'll know what I mean by that. But the fascinating thing from all of that, and it was just flying blind, I had no idea what I was doing, but I was connecting with people who, to me, appeared to be like-minded. And then I got onto the LinkedIn groups, like Johannesburg Business Club, Pretoria Business Club, Africa CEO, South Africa CEO. You know these groups. And I've posted interesting articles, interesting discussions, etc. And so I began to grapple with this platform, this nebulous entity, if you will, because we'd never been on any training. Now, today, when I look at the profile and when I look at the number of people that have very kindly accepted my invites, I've got a very, very, very serious network. But I still don't know how to use it. When someone like me comes to your workshop, will you be able to help us and guide us as to actually how to now begin to use the work that we did, albeit in a very lost and confused way, into something that will be able to create results?
Well, basically, on the workshops, obviously on the intermediate, I help you to turn your profile into a value proposition. And that's very important, because when you want to connect with somebody, they obviously look at your profile. They look at the value of your profile, the value of your brand, and then decide whether or not to connect with you. Also, I help you to grow your network, and then I help you to build your digital sales funnel. Now, it's based on a concept that I call customer value optimization, which is really what the best brands do, and that is to provide the customer's value before and after the purchase. Now, think about when you go to McDonald's or you go to KFC and you have a burger. Obviously, they try to upsell you. They try to optimize the value. They make very little money on the burger. They made a lot more money, up to 7 times more money, on Coke and fries. Now, you need to use these principles exactly the same way on LinkedIn, which means you need to provide value, and I call it a lead magnet. You need to produce a piece of content that you can then post on LinkedIn, and LinkedIn has now become the world's biggest publishing platform. One piece of content that will get people into your sales funnel, that gets them to connect with you. And remember, your entire success depends on the quality and quantity of your network. Every time somebody connects with you on LinkedIn, you can message them, you can communicate them, which you now, as soon as Poppy comes into effect, you won't be able to do by the traditional means of telephone and email. Remember, it's going to become illegal to cold call on anybody. So once they are on your network, the next thing you need to do, you need to then produce a tripwire, which could be, for example, a book. And once you have a book, and let's say the plumber is writing a book about how you can weed out the bad plumbers from the good ones, once you have that book, you now can sell it, and you can use LinkedIn and Amazon for that. You can sell it for a small price and turn your connection, your LinkedIn connection, to a customer. Then the entire relationship changes, the people will trust you, and now you can do business with your network.
Well, I love that, because something that we advocate in the brand building we do with small businesses is it's essential for them to share their story, what they know, because it gives them credibility as well. If they're prepared to write it down, they're prepared to stand by it, which helps with the authenticity. Hadn't thought of LinkedIn as a marketing platform for the book. Haven't done it for my own books. Haven't done it for our books. So just another lesson there that you have so much to share. Now, one of the things that I've found in terms of sharing information, and I've not actually thought of sharing it directly through the platform. I have been sharing with groups. We podcast our shows on the successshow.podbean.com, and then we share that with groups. But because groups are owned by somebody, some guys think that you're marketing yourself, but it's actually a free service. We don't charge anything for the podcast. Chris and I are on community radio. This is a way that we can manage to give back. And the idea is that if they like the show, they'll click on the links and visit our website. But nothing that we do is actually sending them directly to our website. But you can just publish directly, share your story, share some information. And I'm finally getting a much better understanding of the term content marketing. Because this is something, it's one of these buzzwords that's floating out of there, and you think, well, I'm not a content marketer, so I don't know if I know how to do it. But really, research, find an interesting article and share it with somebody.
Absolutely.
Nice and simple.
And ultimately, what is business about? Business is very simply about solving people's problems at a profit. Now, if you spend enough time on LinkedIn and you do your research, you will clearly understand what are the problems that people have. Also, you can do analysis on LinkedIn. You can get feedback. You can ask, especially in the groups, you can ask people about what is most important to them. In fact, Citibank has created over the last 2 years one of the biggest groups of 370,000 professional women, the Professional Women's Network on LinkedIn, run and sponsored by Citibank, and they use this exclusively to get feedback from the network, from professional women, in terms of what is it they want when it comes to financial services. And it guides their product development, it guides their business, and in fact, it has boosted their business.
Wow, and I mean, they were in trouble a while ago, Citibank, so this is absolutely incredible that they're so forward-thinking in their marketing. And actually, it's another free way of getting some research, and research is expensive. So
absolutely.
By doing it that way, it's just an incredible way to get your questions answered.
I just want to go back to Jonathan, who sent an SMS asking where we stream and podcast our shows. Jonathan, thank you so much. As Suzanne mentioned, you go to www.thesuccessshow.podbean.com. That is where you will find all the podcasts. Alternatively, you can actually go to our website, which is kristensuzannestyles.co.za, and if you scroll down the homepage, at the bottom you'll find all the blogs, and every single blog that we write has a podcast of the radio show in it. So thank you for asking, and that's where you'll find the information. And yes, I think it is just so important that people do actually get to listen to the show. In fact, you were saying that the other directors need to listen to it, and thank you so much. I would ask you to encourage them to send it on to other directors in turn, because most people are absolutely clueless as to how to use LinkedIn, yet they all have LinkedIn profiles. And this is why we were so thrilled to get Dr. Nick live in studio with us tonight.
Now, what about LinkedIn etiquette? I mean, that to me is an important thing, because there's a whole bunch of questions that they ask you when you're trying to stalk somebody and find out how you know them. What is the correct etiquette, perhaps, for somebody that you don't know that you'd like to be connected to because they're in one of your groups or a connection of somebody else?
Thanks for asking, Susanna. And etiquette is absolutely crucial to your success on LinkedIn. And I'm glad to hear that Chris is out of the LinkedIn jail, because that can happen very quickly. In fact, if you send invites to more than 5 people that report you as a person they don't know, you will end up in LinkedIn jail. But there is a way to get out, and I'll share that in the group, in my LinkedIn group, Grow Your Network Online. Now, what you have to do is very important. The etiquette on LinkedIn is you should only connect with people that you know. Now, there is a way around it. If you don't know somebody, you need to give them a reason why they should connect with you. And there's a principle of incidental similarity. So you need to spend a little bit of time. Let's say you want to connect with a marketing director at Investec. Go onto their profile and try to find similarities. Now, people like people because there are similarities. We might have gone to the same school. In fact, there's a whole feature on find alumni, and then you can connect with somebody. You might have come from the same hometown. There's an important similarity. In fact, Disney employees now carry their hometown on their name badges because Disney recognizes that this is an important similarity. Obviously, the sporting team, if you support Pirates and I do, there's definitely a commonality. And if that person, let's say it's a marketing director at a big company, if that person is an expert in the industry, just say, because, dear John, because you are an expert in online marketing, I would like to connect with you on LinkedIn. 9 out of 10 times, they will say yes. Also, very importantly, look at the network of your connections. You can click on the number of connections on somebody that you're connected to, then it will open up their network. If you want to connect with somebody in their network, you can use that. You can ask that person whether they would mind if you used their name to connect with X. 9 out of 10 times they would say, I won't mind, please go ahead. And then you just message that person and say, since we are both connected to John and I enjoyed good networking with John, do you mind if we connect on LinkedIn? So etiquette is key to your success, and many times it's these little scripts on LinkedIn that determine whether people want to engage with you, connect with you, and do business with you.
Wow. I think that's so important, because I've often found people that I'd be quite interested to connect to. But having understood Chris's experience, you think, you know, you can get away with it if you're in the same group. So as you say, look at what groups they're in, and perhaps, absolutely, you know, the minute you're there, you can say we are part of the same group. And that makes it easier, because I love radio. It's faceless. I love speaking in public as well. But for me, networking one-on-one at networking events, I don't often find comfortable, because there's usually somebody there manipulating a conversation.
Sure.
Brought up in the UK, good little English girl, don't be rude, don't interrupt, and then you kind of end up feeling a little bit like a wallflower. And LinkedIn is a great way to be able to start getting people into your network, so that if you want to do business with them, want to find out some information, you can actually contact them and say, I'd like to do business with you. I'd like to come and see you. Do you mind if we meet? This is what I'd like to discuss with you. And as you say, you get the opportunity to meet with people that you don't know.
Now, given the fact that Dr. Nick has very kindly given us an hour of his time in which to help educate you as to how LinkedIn can work for you, I'm going to refer you to a number of his websites. Now, the first website, it's the one which was mentioned earlier in the show, socialsellingsuccesssystem.com. Please do go and visit that, and I'm sure there that you'll also gain a lot more information around the workshops, around what the dates of the workshops are. And once again, we are encouraging you to attend these workshops, because if you've learned something tonight, then understand you've only just scratched the surface. Then also, we're dealing with these two books, The Meerkat Method. Now, I'm sure that if you actually get hold of Dr. Nick, there'll be a way for you to be able to get hold of this book. And the easiest way is just connect with him on LinkedIn. And when you do, just write him and say, I heard you on Chris and Suzanne's show. Don't get in LinkedIn jail like I did. And then the other one is Charismatic Leadership, and these are two books which he has so kindly gifted us tonight, The Madiba Code. Now, I can't wait to read this book, Charismatic Leadership, The Madiba Code. Looks absolutely fascinating, and you can actually go to themadibacode.com. So if you are someone who likes to expand your knowledge and you love reading and you love books, either go to themadibacode.com, where you'll be able, I'm sure, to get a copy of his book, or for The Meerkat Method, get hold of Dr. Nick directly on LinkedIn. And Dr. Nick, as we wrap up tonight's show, which has been fascinating, I cannot believe that almost an hour has gone. Final thought from you, final word of advice, final comment on LinkedIn and why LinkedIn is so important if you want to succeed in business.
Well, the one question people always ask me in the workshops is, how much time should I spend on LinkedIn? And I've just been back from Germany, and there all the big brands are changing their digital strategy to mobile for 2015. Now, as you know, the new generation, and I mean our generation as well, we literally live on our mobile. The great thing about LinkedIn is that it's fully mobile optimized, so anytime you post on LinkedIn and people check your post on their mobile, it is fully optimized. So what you should do, you should definitely spend at least 20 to 30 minutes on LinkedIn, interact with your network, listen to your network, and become a thought leader in one area. And this year alone, online $100 billion were sold on information products. Now, currently, Africa only has 1% market share of this $100 billion market. So please spend a lot of time, as much time as possible online, and determine which area you can become a thought leader in 2015.
Wow, that's incredible. Now think about that. Where are you a thought leader? What do you enjoy reading about? What do you, it doesn't necessarily have to be all about your business, but something linked to your business that would interest people in such a way that once you've shared the information with them, they're going to want to know more about you. Dr. Nick, thank you so much for spending the time with us, and we're definitely going to be telling people more and more closer to the time about your seminar because and your workshop, because it's absolutely essential, and I think it is a very, very good way for you to sort of unclutter your social media activities. Yes, you need to be active on Twitter. Yes, you do need a Facebook page, but LinkedIn has really gone a long way towards giving you a platform to market without instantly asking you to promote your post and spend lots of money. Now, next week, we have somebody on that's going to be talking about the opportunities of SMS marketing for small business. And this is in an area, as you say, where cold calling is definitely out of the question, going to be out of the question, as is going to be blindly emailing people. And whilst I understand, because I loathe spam myself, it is still becoming more and more difficult to market to customers you don't have yet. So we're going to be chatting to some gentlemen that are going to be explaining to us how we can use mobile marketing from an opt-in perspective in terms of advertising your business. You've been listening to Chris and Suzanne Styles on The Success Show on Mix 93.8 FM.